Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I have three charges on my credit card, and I'm trying to find out what I purchased.
Alrighty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please, to assist you with that?
No, because last time I gave the person my zip code, they disconnected me.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. The only way I'd be able to locate an account for you is to get your zip code to see if I can find out what you're being billed for.
My zip code is 50644.
And I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
Robert Monahan.
All righty, give me 1 second, sir, to see if I can locate this account associated with you. Can you spell that last name for me?
Yes, yes. Monaghan.
Could it be listed under the name of Sharon?
Yes.
All righty, for security purposes, could you please verify that address for me?
Yes. 2098 215th Street, Independence, Iowa.
All righty, give me 1 second, sir, and I'll be more than happy to locate that account. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, sir, I was able to locate an account that's associated with you, and I do see that you recently entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And by entered into that sweepstakes and the terms and conditions of it, it does advise you that you would be enrolled into a monthly subscription to what is called the Bites Hub, which happens to be a meal planning app that provides you with ways to reduce your carb and sugar intake and also recipes on how to plan a healthier meal.
Okay. I'm hard of hearing.
I'm
having
sorry.
A hard time. That sounds better, but can I let you talk to my wife?
Sure.
She would be the one. Okay,
sure.
Let me track her down here quick.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Just
Alrighty.
Give me a second. I
sure.
tracked her down.
That's fine.
Just
not
catch
a problem.
Up to her.
That's not a problem.
This is my wife. I'll just let her talk to you.
I'll explain it to her.
Hello,
Miss Sharon.
Yes,
I was explaining to him that charge of $59.89 that he's seeing is due to entering into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And by entering into that sweepstakes, it automatically enrolled you into what is called the Bites Hub, which happens to be a meal planning app that shows you how to reduce carb and sugar intake and provides you with recipes on how to plan healthier meals. Yes, ma'am. Now, I could get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you'd like.
No, I want it taken off. I want my credit back. I do not remember doing that.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of that. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, Ms. Sharon, I've successfully gone on and gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation took effect immediately, and I can submit a refund of $54.89 because it will deduct a $5 refund fee, okay?
No, it's been charged to us 3 different times.
Well, the only one that I'm able to refund you on is the one on the latest billing.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Yes, Joyce, and are you calling from an American fan from City?
Yes, I am.
So why can't we get the full amount of all 3 months taken care of? Because we did not have...
They do deduct a $5 entry fee when you entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that vacuum cleaner.
I have no idea if it was ever done. I don't even remember doing it.
Yes, ma'am.
I have no idea that I even would have done that. And it would have been on my husband's credit card anyhow, and not mine.
Okay. Well, it was under the card, and I can give you the last four digits. It was a MasterCard, and the last four digits on that card would have been 8516.
Okay.
And that's the card it was billed from.
Oh, this is, they've used it. We even tried to call them just now to see what this was about and what they did. My husband, they wanted the zip code, and right away they said, you are disconnected from this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah,
so
he
they
got
already,
me.
So it's a gimmick.
He got me, and it happened to be, it's billed under your name.
See, and I was there trying to get the gal to look at this from Sadiq, and she said, it isn't under your name. We have to have your husband's credit card.
No, it's under your name.
Well, the gal said it wasn't.
Yeah, when I spoke with him and he gave me the information, and when he spelled the last name for me, it popped up under your name.
So why the gal I was talking to, it wasn't.
I have no earthly idea.
I don't
ma'am.
Either. You know, we've had trouble with you for the last year. And I don't think it's funny, miss, at all. I really don't see the humor in this
it
at all.
It had to be something that you may have accidentally done or you didn't realize that you were doing. But it was due to a sweepstakes entry, and that's what you were billed for.
I would never, ever, ever sign up for sweep. I never sign up for sweepstakes, not even on HGTV or anything else. There are, you know, and I never, ever, ever do that.
Well, is there anyone else in the household that could
have
actually
used
it? No, there
isn't. No. There's no way.
Well, now, ma'am, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, I will be more than happy to turn you over to the fraud department. But if they provide a proof, and they do have proof and recordings and whatever, if you entered into the sweepstakes, they will
that's
be
fine.
Able,
I would
able
love
to
that.
Assist you.
That's fine.
Well, let
that's
me get
fine.
You
whatever
transferred.
They have. I'd
okay.
like to see it.
Let me get you transferred to the fraud department and let them assist you from there, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Give me 1 second, please.
Yeah. She was laughing about it. She thought it was funny.
What was it?
It's a sweepstake thing for Dyson, and I never sign up for, I don't ever sign up for anything. I don't know. I have no idea what it is. I don't sign up for anything. She turned me to the fraud department. I thought that's who she was. I will.
This is
City. Yeah. Well, no, that isn't. This is from City Card. This is who I'm talking to right now. But that's what she's saying it is.
I am
What number is this?
0207-855.
Alrighty, ma'am. This.
Yeah, wait a second. Wait a second, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you call. What company are you calling from?
No, your husband called this. This is a third-party call center, and he called in reference to the charges.
And so
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Not from City. You're not from
no.
City Card.
No.
Well, they're going to be. Oh, well then, I don't know what the, that. What you told me you were.
No,
I
didn't.
You're from City, and you said yes.
No, ma'am. You said you had spoke with City, and I said, yes, you may have, but this is a third-party call center in reference to that charge that you were being billed for.
So I'm calling the company that's being charged?
Yes, so you're speaking with a
well,
third-party
gee.
Call center in reference to that charge.
Well, the credit card is going to be taking care of this.
That's my fine. Ma'am,
so,
I was willing to assist you, and I was going to get you transferred to our fraud department
no,
since you say
no.
You never made this charge. Your husband called
no,
in
and I have
to
not.
See whatever the charge was. And I'm
yeah,
more than happy to transfer you to the fraud department so they can assist you with this charge since you say you never made the charge.
I did not make the charge. I didn't charge for anything unless it was like printed or I took the way you might, this company had it worded or whatever, but I have never went for a sweep rate. I don't do that.
Okay. Well, yeah,
so,
that's what that charge had stemmed from. And that's what
well,
he called in
I am sorry.
To.
You know, this is I used to be checked into it because another person has been dealing with this too, so that I know of. And so this is totally a gimmick for you to get money, and I'm no longer involved in it. And there's no way I would pay $60, 59 something for something like this.
I do perfectly understand that. And since
good.
You said it was a fraudulent charge, I already made the notation to get you transferred to the fraud department because you say you never made that. You never entered into that sweet state.
No, I did not. And you just go ahead and give me a copy. You send this copy to me since you have all my information. And you send a copy of where I went and I signed up for this.
Well, ma'am, we are a third-party call center. If you sign up
Don't, if you're a third party, then you don't have all the details, and you are just like covering up for somebody else.
No, we are, and we actually assist online merchants. There was
something
you entered in an online. And so now,
well,
if you want to be
like
transferred
said,
to our fraud
you
department,
tell the, okay,
I will be
fine.
More than
hurry
happy
up,
to transfer.
Up. Do it right now. Do it right now.
Thank you for calling customer service.
No, thank you.